Hachette Audio presents The Imperial Cruise, A Secret History of Empire and War, written by James Bradley, read by Richard Poe, with the introduction and closing read by James Bradley, also featuring a special conversation with the author.
Chapter 1, 100 Years Later. I wish to see the United States the dominant power on the shores of the Pacific Ocean. Theodore Roosevelt, October 29, 1900. When my father, John Bradley, died in 1994, his hidden memory boxes illuminated his experience as one of the six men who raised the flag on Iwo Jima. A book and movie, both named Flags of Our Fathers, told his story. After writing another book about World War II in the Pacific, Flyboys, I began to wonder about the origins of America's involvement in that war. The inferno that followed Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor had consumed countless lives, and believing there's smoke before a fire, I set off to search for the original tinder. In the summer of 1905, President Theodore Roosevelt, known as Teddy to the public, dispatched the largest diplomatic delegation to Asia in U.S. history. Teddy sent his Secretary of War, 7 senators, 23 congressmen, various military and civilian officials, and his daughter on an ocean liner from San Francisco to Hawaii, Japan, the Philippines, China, Korea, and then back to San Francisco. At that time, Roosevelt was serving as his own Secretary of State.